The studio's building up. We've got loads of people. Robin's coming from the History Show. They're all about here tonight. Earlier on, Phil, you mentioned about a group that you played with quite often who went on, and you said they don't look any much older these days, but they went on to have really, I suppose, two careers. But there was a story that I think Tony told me that he said when they played this particular track that I'm just going to play a bit of here, you always knew it was your cue to come on next. Right, who are we talking about, Phil?
Status Quo, obviously.
Right, now, we have, on the line, you can talk to him, John Coghland, are you there?
Good gracious.
I'm here, mate, how are you?
Right,
how
now, you're John? Talking to Phil Shulman, you've got Tony Ransley here, we've got the Roadies, we've got a bit of everything. So, fire away, John, any memories you've got for Simon Dupree and the Big Sound?
Well, it was such a long time ago, I mean, I don't say hi, guys, and, yeah, it was good fun, I'm sure, if I can remember that far back. Wasn't it a Gene Pitney tour?
Yeah. That was a Gene Pitney tour, John. I'll tell you what I remember even before that, John. Do you remember we did... We had a series of all-nighters at the Flamingo Club.
Yeah.
And I think you must have been about 10. But...
Probably was.
I think you were supporting us, but I couldn't believe how tired you poor little buggers looked at the time. But do you actually remember doing that support group?
Where was the gig?
The Flamingo Club in Wardour Street.
Oh, God, yeah.
London.
Yeah.
Remember?
I remember London. I don't go there because you have to pay to go in.
I know you have to pay.
The old congestion charge. Yeah, we know.
Where are you living now then?
I'm now living out in Oxfordshire. I've been living here for about 22 years.
Oh, okay.
And, when Jeff said about you guys being on, I thought, well, great, because I'm playing down in Portsmouth sometime this year at the Fort.
Really?
At the Fort, but he also was at the Cellars a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
he's
fantastic.
Got he tours as John Coghlan's co.
Yeah,
whoa.
Great.
Yeah, that was good. That's a great gig, and I don't get down that far much, but I mean, it was good fun. But I think the Gene Pitney tours were great fun because thinking about it, there wasn't. I'm sure that I can't remember how many numbers you did. I think we probably only did about four songs.
Something like that. Mm. But
and next thing, you were after us, and. But you could actually say Status Quo supported you, which is great.
Well, no, I don't say things like that. But my biggest memory is of Gene Pitney paying the Mike Cotton Band, which was his backing band, as you remember.
Yeah.
And he'd come in the coach rather than travel privately and win their payback by playing. He's a bloody good poker player.
Really?
Yeah, he's a very good poker player.
Yeah.
And he'd pay the lads in Mike Cotton's band and he'd be skint for a week, you know. That's my biggest memory of Pitney.
Do you remember I had to do your hair before we went on stage?
Really?
About 20 or 30 people before I went on stage.
Anybody know hairdresser?
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Doing someone's hair.
Yeah, I blew your hair in and cut it.
You poser, John Coghland.
Much later, you know, we dumped the all that type of stuff we were doing, like the pop songs.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Basically because, you know, being honest about it, we
you didn't like the haircut.
I think it was that...
Yeah.
There weren't hits and...
No,
I remember... I was just reminiscing with Jeff here, and the gig of gigs we did, and I think you also were on it, representing the pop world, as they called it, the gig at the closing down of the Golders Green Hippodrome.
Yeah.
With Bud Flanagan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Vera Lynn. I mean, there's reminiscences.
Joan Regan,
what?
Oh, God.
Bob Monkhouse, yeah, that was one of the big gigs in my life, I mean it. It's really quite amusing. It was lovely to hear from you, mate.
Well, it's great. I mean, I think it's... we're talking earlier about, to Jeff, about things like... all us lot from those old days, all the musicians around, it's so different now that people... You know, a lot of the new bands don't have the experience that we've all had.
No, we definitely had apprenticeships. Without a doubt. In fact, Jeff's been going over the places we played in Pompey, you know, some of the gigs, and there were literally dozens and dozens of them.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them better than others, as you can imagine, and some of them incredibly funny. But it was an apprenticeship, and the apprenticeship was worth it, actually.
And everybody knows everybody,
that,
which is great.
Oh, yeah.
Now get a tour that, you know, equal to what we were doing now, because I think... maybe they couldn't afford to do it now. I don't know. Maybe they can. Maybe no one's really thought about it, but I thought
package
those tours
were wonderful.
Yeah, those were the package tours, as they were known as, and this is the sort of thing that's thrown together by people like Arthur Harris, and there are no agents around like that anymore anyway.
No.
But I do also remember things to really reminisce about. Do you remember the blue ball on the M1?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, very few people say, oh, yeah, we actually used to meet bands after the gigs and reminisce about what had happened. That was quite something.
And it was music... the other thing, what we used to do when Quad would finish, you know, if it was in Midlands, we'd go, there was always an Indian restaurant open.
Birmingham, yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And the best curries in the world.
Not, it was a breakfast at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely, you got it, mate.
Super,
yeah, superb memories. Anyway, I'm glad
John, super stuff. Thanks very much for your time.
No problem.
Good luck. We'll have a nice chat on the Soft Rock Show before you play the Fort. But I know the guys have been really grateful for all the calls that are coming. And to hear somebody like your good selves, and thanks very much. And Tony, as he said, whenever he hears pictures of matchstick men, he actually picks up a drumstick and thinks he must be on.
Yeah, true.
Sonny, brilliant.
Yeah. I'll tell you. John, super talking to you. Thanks very much.
Okay, mate. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Right, so we got hold of that. Now, you mentioned, now there's various things going on here. I've got to keep in touch with these emails. Right, so this is to Phil and to Bobby. Obviously, Brett's come back on here, said, sorry to tell you that Keith actually died in 2002. But in the early 60s, Mum and Dad lived in a flat on the corner of Andover and Highland Roads. Highland. Bobby taught Sarah at City Girls in the late 70s and early 80s. I remember going to your house in Eastney Road and a flat in North End. What was the exact connection with Simon King, the wildlife photographer? Well, of course, he was Eve's... Yeah, that's right. He's Eve's son, isn't he?
Yeah,
that's right, the nephew. So, super stuff. Great, OK. Now, I've got another message on here. We'll get on to him in just a moment. But you mentioned somebody who's a good poker player. Who was he?
Pitney, Gene Pitney.
Really? Funny you should mention that.